Now we have a most serious, most important announcement to make. I must precede it by telling you that what I'm about to state is a reflection of the mandate of this congregation, though it was especially clearly set forth that the four who were asked to serve as a panel to implement these matters certainly didn't volunteer for it. And what I'm saying now is not a reflection of anything except what the congregation decided. It isn't our decision, but I am reporting the decision as we announced Wednesday night we would and inferred last Sunday that we would. Along with the selection of new ones to be considered as elders of this congregation was a reevaluation of the present elders. And after a very thorough and even prayerful scrutiny of all the materials turned in, and incidentally you'd be commended for nearly every family being represented in this, in the participation, just as you're to be commended for the wonderful contributions that have continued here. Some have really gone beyond the call of duty to see that our budget is met and that work is continued, and we thank God for it. We know many have had to really dig down and do extra, and you're to be commended for that. But the conclusion of the reevaluation was that Brother Bobby Watts and Brother Howard Barnum be retained as elders of this congregation. And if Brother Bellows is approved by next Sunday, and we have no reason to believe otherwise, those three men will be the elders of this congregation. We want to make it very clear that we love and appreciate all of these men. And in fact, in many of the papers that were turned in, though some would suggest that certain ones no longer be elders, statements such as this were preponderant. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for all the good work you've done, all the hours you've spent. We deeply appreciate you as brethren in Christ. And really that is very noteworthy and very becoming of Christians. And we appreciate that. But it is the desire, mandate of this congregation that Brother Bobby Watts and Brother Howard Barnum remain as elders, and the Lord willing, Brother Bellows be added to that as of next Sunday. But again, if you have any scriptural objection concerning Brother Bellows, please let us know in the next 6 days. Otherwise, next Sunday, Brother Bellows will be added to this eldership. Before anything further is said, let us bow for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we're thankful for thy loving kindness toward us. We're thankful for thy gracious provisions. We're appreciative beyond human words to express of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ purchased with his blood, for its greatness, its power, its impact upon the whole world, and that we're privileged to be members of it. Father, help us to be more spiritual. Help us to always have the attitude of thy will be done. Help us to be encouraging to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And help us to hold up the hands of good and godly people, whether they're elders or deacons or preachers or Bible teachers or whatever they do in the cause of Christ. Let us express appreciation and love and loyalty to thee, and that all of us alike will put the kingdom first, submerge and surrender our will to thine, and be used of thee mightily in the days that come and go. In Jesus' name we pray. But the Lauderdale now wishes to make a statement. Following that, immediately we'll have our closing prayer. And let us go home prayerfully and spiritually discerning and really determined we're going to put the kingdom first and make this church the greatest congregation possible, that we might grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and might also grow numerically as we strive to save lost souls.
This is a statement solely from me. By way of response to the announcement regarding the reevaluation of the elders just completed, I make the following statement. In compliance with the ground rules set forth at the outset of this project, I hereby submit my resignation as an elder of the Brown Trail Church of Christ to become effective with the appointment of Brother Bellows to the eldership, or whatever may be the desires of the remaining elders. Catherine, Sharon, and I will continue our membership here and will continue to do what we can to support the work here, the eldership in particular, and all the works we are doing. After all, with the preaching here, the various works here, and these brethren, where else could we go? I feel that in the 29 years I have been permitted to serve with this eldership and with this congregation, my cup indeed runneth over in the blessings that have been mine. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for allowing me this privilege and blessing. In making these remarks, I wish to also make some pleas to each member of the Brown Trail Church. First, I plead for 100% support to be given to the elders, Brothers Barnum, Bellows, and Watts. Their task is Herculean. I know I can envision what lies ahead for them. They need our prayers and our support in a greater way than ever. I plan to give them mine. I plead also that none would become so disenchanted that they would even consider moving membership. Particularly, do not do so because of me. Just follow Christ. We're saved by His blood, not mine. Support these elders by your presence. Support Brother Ramsey. Support Brother Miller in the TV work. Support the PTS. Support the entire program of work here. It will require the support of us all, and I know this to be true because of support which has been extended to me. Brethren, let's make these events the beginning point of a renewed surge of fervor directed to the building up of the kingdom of Christ, particularly at Brown Trail, and let's do it by a close adherence to what is written. Your wholehearted support will go far to make these things a reality. May God bless each one of you in the days, weeks, and months just ahead. We love each one of you from the heart fervently. And now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Thank you.
Let us stand for our closing prayer. I'll not lead the prayer. I just want to make one statement. I've been preaching the gospel for 40 years, and that's the finest statement at a strategic time that I've ever heard. Thank God for our brother. Now let us have our prayer.